It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It's TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch. And I am jacked up because it is March.
Woo!
And it's madness. Tournament time. It is tournament time in more ways than one. Brendan, Ben, we're done with Weeder. Barely know her. Month. How are you guys doing this evening?
Good.
Evening. I barely know him.
That was the worst I've heard yet.
Heard? I barely
glad to be with you guys. How do I mute Ben? Glad to be with you guys tonight. We've got an exciting month ahead. Not just an exciting evening, an exciting month where we're going to be partaking in a little bit of a it's March Madness, right? College basketball. I know Ben's a massive fan.
Can't wait.
We're going to be competing in a little bit of a tournament ourselves. Let's jump right into it. No intro. Let's go in, you know, balls to the wall, as the children are saying these days. Balls to the wall, as the kids are saying these days. Brendan, tell us about this tournament. Explain what we're doing.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Yeah. So
you and it will probably be yours again tonight, later, after we drink 86 things, but.
We're going to drink a lot tonight, unfortunately. You guys have really set me up to – I'm not even – I don't have the screen open. I'm single screened when I move off of it. Damn it. Ben's awful jokes. TJ's balls-to-the-wall comments really offensive and inappropriate, especially balls on to the wall. National Women's Day. So we are doing Buffalo Madness. We are taking the most accessible Buffalo Trace products from their lineup with a couple of – more difficult ones to find too. 12 in total. We have ranked them from most expensive on the secondary market to least expensive, then placed them in a bracket. So this is not quite the play-in round. There are four that are going to get buys that we're not going to drink this week. The number one seed in the tournament is Weller 12. That is the 12-year Weeder.
I barely know her.
There we go. A Weeder from Buffalo Trace. The four seed is Weller. Barely know her. 107. It's two seed is Elmer.
Barely know
T.
her.
T. Lee.
And then the three seed is Blanton's.
I barely know him.
Thank you, Ben. All right. So those who I just explained, don't worry about them. We're not drinking them this week. These that are going to be tasted, all eight of these tonight, are going to have the chance to go to the next round to play the last four we just discussed. So we are going to start off with the 8 and 9 seed matchup. That's Eagle Rare at the 8 seed, Sazerac Rye at the 9. It's the only
that's the primetime matchup tonight. A lot of other things are high seed, low seed. That's the one I'm excited for. We'll probably save that for last, but I do want to say quickly that is one that I'm excited about.
Same here. I think it's 8-9 for a reason. They're the most closely matched price wise. They're both gonna have a little uniqueness to them. We'll get into the specifics when we get into the matchups, but that's a good one. 5 versus 12 on the other side of that bracket is 5 seed Colonel E.H. Taylor. Seems like a pretty strong 5 seed versus the lowest seed in the tournament, Benchmark. We will review Benchmark later in the week. I got a feeling we are going to absolutely hate it. But we'll see. We'll see. The 7 seed is Weller.
Barely know her.
Special Reserve going against number 10 seed Buffalo Trace, the namesake of the Buffalo Trace distillery.
Close too.
I think so. I'm kind of surprised those aren't flipped. I think Weller Special Reserve is higher priced on the secondary because of the Pappy trickle-down effect. And then finally, 6 seed Hancock, barely no cock, Ben Koch, President's Reserve, which is basically a poor man's Blanton's. Going against Ancient Age, which is also an even poorer man's version of Blanton's. They're both mash bill number two. So I'm glad those are in the same bracket. So we can see what the higher rye mash bill does. So that's the bracket. That's what we're going up with tonight.
So I do want to say I love Brendan's seating. Was it all kind of done on? Was it all kind of done based on price/availability?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, because I noticed that, you know, Blanton's you had ahead of E.H. Taylor. Could see where that people would have think that, like, maybe E.H. got robbed there a little bit by having to compete in the first round. Blanton's is it's probably a little more available, but a little more expensive. So I guess you kind of just like try to factor each one of those in.
I tried to basically what I thought the secondary price on them would be, kind of then tried to factor in, so some subjectivity here, obviously, but try to then factor in availability. Sure. So yeah, E.H. Taylor, I think, is probably punching above its weight class. It feels like a low five seed, but I don't think there's anything too glaring with the seeding in the range here.
The only thing I could have complained about with the seeding.
Please
would
let me
be,
know your complaints.
It's tough because it's personal preference, but I can see where you. I think Blanton's at three is a really high seed, but I understand if you're doing it by secondary pricing. I will say that.
Well, some because
I think
this
we like too. We probably like Weller 107 more. We probably like E.H. Taylor more. You know, mm-hmm. So Blanton's
small
at
batch?
Three is high. It's close.
No freaking way.
Well, it Blanton's the way it shapes up. I mean, so 6 and 11 are going to face each other, and then they're going to go on to face Blanton. So those are all in the same match bill to neighborhood. And I think Blanton's probably has the easiest path to also get, like,
to the Final Four,
yeah
maybe even the championship.
Potentially.
It looks like it could be Blanton's and Elmer T. Lee. Although I'm excited if what we think will happen in the 6-11 matchup, if Hancock beats Ancient Age, which I would think we would probably assume it will. Upsets happen, but we'll see. The Hancock versus Blanton's in the next round, because you've heard people talk about doing those back-to-back and doing them blind. Six is upset threes all the time.
We'll
that's a very common thing in college basketball. So, all right, let's get into it. Okay, I might have lied. Do you guys want to do Eagle Rare and Saz first?
Sure.
Because that will be before we're like dead from drinking the other 67.
That'd be a good.
That's a good head-to-head, man. Brendan, I love that you. That might be the matchup of the tournament. I'm giving Brendan too much credit. No. It's definitely the matchup of the night, but it might be the matchup of the tournament. I don't know that there's a more evenly matched head to head that we could have.
I would have for proof availability.
I think from a matchup standpoint, the only thing I would have been more interested or as interested in, I think these are very different from each other, but like if Eagle Rare. Would have gone against Buffalo Trace in the first round because they're the same match bill, just a little bit of an age difference from each other. Then if Weller would have gone against Sass because they're both the entry-level Rye versus an entry-level Weeder, would have been kind of a dramatic difference there. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a nice contrasting styles of the bourbon versus the rye here. So let's get going.
This is like a Virginia versus
Duke,
like a slow it down defense versus North Carolina from a couple of years ago. The high paced, fast break. This is very contrasting, different styles. Maybe even like a Kentucky versus a Virginia. They're even more wide open there.
Which one are you guys getting into first on the nose here?
Okay, let's do. I'm going to do Baby Sass first.
Baby Sass. All right, so Baby Sass for the listeners is 6 years old. It's their rye mash bill.
That nose is fantastic.
It is a super nice, crisp rye, but not like overly hitching the face rye. That's because it's only 51% rye, 39% corn.
It's a ton of sweetness, good spice too. I see my buddy Baker in here, massive Alabama fan. They have the SEC tournament this week. Good luck to Alabama. Baker, you got to try this Baby Sass. You got to come over tomorrow and watch whatever time Bama plays, man. Come over and
Baker Mayfield.
Baker,
it's not.
I hardly.
It's not no Baker work. Mayfield. Call out at work. Just come and drink bourbon with me while we watch basketball.
Is it start tomorrow? Is that a thing? Is it on right now?
It's not the big tournament yet, but they're like all the conference tournaments are happening. So like there will be three TVs on at the house watching. Oops.
Sorry. Great. Okay.
Excited for that, man.
So on the nose.
Baby Sass is better.
To me, the nose on the Eagle Rare is heavier. Like I get like darker caramel. But on the Baby Sass, am I the only one getting like almost like a vanilla creamsicle kind of like citrusy vanilla?
It's like an orange creamsicle.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, an orange creamsicle. That's what I meant. Yeah, vanilla and. Vanilla citrus.
I'm getting the citrus. I'm getting a little bit of spice. There's a layer of like
Bama
must.
Plays Thursday. Bama
there's a layer of Thursday. A layer of like must, and not in a bad way, but it's like the kind of like the antique shop kind of vibe to it.
On which one?
The Sazerac.
Yeah, I think the Sazerac's a lot more crisp. Sweeter as well. Like it's sweeter and like more stark.
See,
I get more sweetness on Eagle. Mostly because I get like more oak and caramel, vanilla.
Cherry on the Eagle Rare for me, like dark cherry, a little bit of herbalness as well. I mean, they're both really good noses. I think this is going to come down to preference. Like, are you a rye fan, or are you more of a bourbon fan? I think these are both pretty quintessential, prototypical. Yeah.
I think Eagle gets the nose for me.
I'm with you, Ben, ever so slightly. Zaz isn't far behind. Like, it's
no.
Yeah, this is what you're expecting from an 8-9 so far, fellas. Sorry, TJ.
This is good. No, it's good. I've got Eagle Rare. I've got Baby Saz in the nose. But they're both really good. Like, it's not like leaps and bounds better. But I do think it's a little bit better. Have you guys tasted yet or no? This is the one, again, for those listening, for those watching, for those hearing this back on replay, we will spend the most time on this one, and then we'll kind of move off into other ones.
Is there a price point or a bottle that contends with Eagle Rare on the rye mash bill? Is there one up from Baby Saz that's not?
No. So
I'm going to say Candy.
I mean, that's what's so funny about the Buffalo Trace slide. You have different evolutions for the mash bill one, which is Benchmark to Buffalo Trace to Eagle Rare to E.H. Taylor. I think Stag Junior, which isn't in the tournament because we thought the proof would be way too much, moves up. We mentioned the Mash Bill 2, which is higher rye bourbon, Ancient Age, Hancock's, Blanton's, Elmer T. Lee, the Weller line. There's nothing to my knowledge of the Sazerac rye until you get to the BTAC collection, unless I'm missing something. So
that's crazy. Sean may know why, but if you know Sean, chime in. But there should be like one step up, like a rye Blanton's or
like a 10-year rye or something like that. They
a 10-year rye would be freaking sick.
I'll write a letter.
You'll write a letter?
Because this is 90 proof. Is Eagle Rare is 100, right?
Eagle Rare is 90 as well.
E.H. Taylor Rye.
E.H. Taylor Rye.
Oh, that's true. Okay. That's true.
Yeah. Again, that's very hard to find.
Sean, you're a hero.
I mean, you are, Sean. But I guess I don't think of it. I mean, is it the same mash?
View that as E.H. Taylor. It's its own little.
Yeah.
No, it's his own thing, but I don't know what the mash bills are for.
But he is right. That is a Buffalo Trace evolution before you get to the BTAC line. So availability and price as we get into these, we'll spend more time on these. Like TJ said, the Eagle Rare is about $30 MSRP. Good luck finding it at that. If you do, that's really, really solid. Mm-hmm. Maybe at Costco every now and then. Probably going to be, closer to 50 to 60, and you're probably going to have to, once or twice a year at a store pick type of deal maybe. And then Sazerac Rye. $24 MSRP. I know for me, I've been able to find this pretty readily.
Wow. So, a little update. Mm-hmm. Although it's a different recipe than Sazerac rye, the recipe contains just rye and malted barley, no corn on the E.H. Taylor rye, just as a FYI.
So, it's not the same. It's not even the same mash bill.
It's not, if it was a Pokemon, it would not be in that.
Yeah, it would be altogether different.
Okay.
Yeah, different recipe.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Poliwhirl and Starmie. Freaking not even close. Same
not even
types.
Close. Yeah, I like Growlithe, and then you turn into Arcanine. It's good.
Don't go Pokemon with me. I'll crush you.
Okay.
Do you guys are
like
ridiculous.
Geodude?
Onix. Yeah, Geodude is a shitty
So
call.
What do you think? What do you think about the taste on this?
Goes to Sazerac for me.
Again, this is so much about preference. I mean, you're talking about a rye and a bourbon, and they are very distinctly different. So I think the taste for me, I think there's a little bit more richness and more well-roundedness to the Eagle Rare, personally. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but the rye for the Sazerac makes this a freaking ball game. I love the finish for the Sazerac rye. Super toasty and spicy, a little bit of that vanilla flavor that Ben was mentioning on the nose I'm getting on the finish. So it's just going to be really close for me. I really love the way the Saz finishes.
Saz has so much more flavor to me. I think that rye spice, and look at Jason talking about Saz rye is $18 in New Orleans. Ben, are you going to Louisiana with us? I think you are, right? For Labor Day when Florida State plays out there?
Louisville?
No, Louisiana. It's like 3 weeks before that.
Ben is going to Louisville.
I don't think, I haven't even heard about
Yeah, we're going to New Orleans. We're going to get a bunch of Sazerac. Me and you and Brendan.
Oh, I haven't been told about this yet.
Well, now you're
We'll see. We'll see.
Jason and Sean are both going to be there, so.
Are they?
Jason will be there, I think.
Did we already talk about this?
I think TJ's pulled this all out of thin air.
Thin air. Okay. I was like, I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, I got the taste better with the Saz.
Yeah.
I think Saz is, you know.
Sean will be there.
I like the taste slightly. So to me, it's like the nose is slightly better on the Eagle really Rare. Good, the taste on the Eagle Rare is slightly better, more to my preferences with the sweetness. Yeah. But the finish on the rye is superior, almost to the point where I think I'm leaning Saz right now, but I'm not entirely sure. This is going to be a buzzer beater, fellas.
I'll make it easier on you. I'm going Sazerac rye, baby.
All right. All right. All right.
Yeah, I don't want to take all the drama out of this, but I'm really leaning hard towards Sazerac. Let me try that Eagle Rare and try and give it a little bit better chance. We all knew that Ben would crap on Eagle Rare. It's basically basil to him.
I know which one I'm going to pick.
It's Sazerac because it's the best.
It is. There's no drama. I think the Sazerac's more complete. With the way it finishes, I think that pushes it over the top. It was close, but Sazerac pulled away at the end. Yep. All right, moving on.
Yeah, Sazerac. I got Saz. So,
all right.
Okay, so for the other...
So real quick, Saz will take on Weller 12 in the next round.
That's an interesting one. What's the proof on Weller 12? 100?
I think it's 90 proof.
Ooh, that could be a competition for
Weller
sure.
Weller 12 versus what?
Yeah, it's 90 proof versus Saz in the next round.
Didn't Florida State beat Gonzaga as a 9 seed once? Wasn't Florida State the 9 seed? They beat Missouri in the 8 matchup, and then they beat Gonzaga to then go to the Sweet 16?
Gonzaga was the 1? I don't recall that. I feel like Gonzaga's giving them a hard time.
A couple of years ago, Florida State. Okay. All right, what's up next?
March Madness on a budget? Jeez.
Give TJ
what's the next lineup? What's all the right. next lineup, Brendan?
So next up is going to be Colonel E.H. Taylor as the 5 seed versus Benchmark as the 12. You guys, we're going.
What a nightmare.
I'm going to sit this one out. We're going to take turns so that way we don't get completely obliterated.
Bench Vomit versus Colonel. The Colonel.
So while you guys.
So to back up just a minute, it was 2018. They were a 9 seed. They beat Missouri in round 1, and then they beat Xavier in round 2.
I remember that. In Orlando, right?
And then they beat Gonzaga, who was the 4 seed, and they lost to Michigan. So as a 9 seed, they made it all the way to the Elite Eight. They
were 4 points. Taste of shoe?
So 2018 was amazing. Back to what we're talking about.
E.H. Taylor is a no age statement. It's Mashville 1, so it's going to be about like a 10 to 12%. 10 to 12% rye in there. Mostly it's going to be predominantly corn. About $40 MSRP, but you're probably not going to find it for 40. Not super impossible to find. You can find it occasionally, but not easy either. 100 proof, and then it's going to get this Benchmark, which is 80 proof. Ben's gagging on it right now. At least 3 years old, $12.
At least 3 years old. Like, don't even put that in there. Just be like, it exists. You know, this is whiskey.
It exists. Inflict punishment.
At least 3 years old. Jeez.
So I will say the nose on the E.H. Taylor is not like spectacular by any means. I mean, it's just pretty classic bourbon nose. Good.
In comparison, though.
Oh, it blows the Benchmark out of the water. Benchmark's kind of growing on me.
No. Really?
That's just because you drank it after good things.
Do you have more of yours? Do you still have more of that's in the glass?
I have some right here.
He's talking.
You should have poured it out just yet.
I poured it out.
Gosh.
I only had 6 glasses.
Sour. It's such a sour whiskey. It's like Brendan aged in Brendan's left shoe.
I just say my left nut. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a close one.
Is it?
No, 0% close. I'm going to pour this back. I'm going to pour this back in.
Yeah, don't waste your liver enzymes on that.
That's how bad this is.
Yeah. No, I'm going to legitimately throw this out. This Benchmark.
The EH Yeah, Jason wants to regular know which benchmark. Yeah, yes, the regular bench. Crap yeah. benchmark.
The one with 8 on it, that's deceiving because it seems like it's aged 8 years, but it's just benchmark 8.
Definitely not.
Aged minimum of 3 years.
An 8 out of 100 would still be too high of a score.
Yeah.
Yeah, the EHT kills this. It's not even close. I don't even think the EHT is, and it's probably because this is the fifth thing I've had tonight.
Yeah.
I don't even think the EHT is, I don't even think it's like amazing or anything. I mean, it's good, but I don't think it's like mind blowing. But it's still so much better than the benchmark. I think I'd probably take the Eagle Rare or the Baby Saz over the EHT, but that's not this round. EHT didn't perform. You're welcome.
Why do I have two? This is a nightmare. I don't know. Way too much.
You grabbed too many.
Not good.
Next,
EHT wins.
So we're moving on.
Wins. Who do they play next week?
EHT moves on to face. Ooh, this will be a good one because the proofs are going to line up a little
Weller
bit.
Weller 107.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Hmm.
All right. Up next, I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and Ben and Brendan are going to do Weller Special Reserve.
Yes.
Up against Buffalo Trace. So the two lowest, kind of the same level, but one's a weeder, one's just the traditional match one. So this is an interesting one for sure.
I think this is interesting as well.
Yep. And they're going to be priced similarly. Their availability is going to be relatively similar. In Florida, you can only get the Weller at Weller. I hardly know. We're at ABC. But you can probably, if you go and ask some people working there behind the counter, like, once a month, you could probably go there and get a bottle of both of these for like $27 or so. So proof the same, price similarly, availability.
I think it's
similar.
Way harder to find Special Reserve than it is
Buffalo in Trace. Florida.
In Florida, but I think if you go to ABC, you're likely to find both of those is probably about equal. You can go to other stores and find Buffalo Trace occasionally at like a Walmart or somewhere else.
Okay, I'll give you that.
But yeah, you're right. You are right, Ben. I mean, Buffalo Trace is technically easier to find. I just don't think Weller's impossible. It's only one place, and you just got to know where to look. All right, so Buffalo Trace is mash bill number one, so same realm as E.H. Taylor and Eagle Rare. Aged about 8 years. You could get some juice in there. It's closer to 10. So you're talking about 8 to 10-year-old juice at 90 proof at $30 tops. Like, that's decent. It's decent value proposition there. I know Ben likes that. What do we get on the nose for Buffalo Trace?
Buffalo. It's weird because I'm coming from, in my mind, I'm thinking of Eagle Rare, and this is just a weaker version of that. Mm-hmm. Just a baby eagle. Yeah. So to
baby
me,
eagle
it's like
in the glass.
Lighter caramel. Apple is approaching, you know, apple's more prominent. So it's good. It's not offensive like benchmark was. Is benchmark and Buffalo on the same line?
Yep. It goes from benchmark to Buffalo Trace to Eagle Rare to E.H. Taylor. Yeah, it's
what
crazy.
A leap and bound, right?
Jeez. Yeah, there's no middle ground there. No 85 proofer or something.
That thing is like aged 3 years and 1 day. And this is 8 years and 11 months. Whew. So much better.
All right. What about it's not even close. What about on the Weller Special Reserve on the nose? Very similar noses actually to me, given that the mash bills are different.
Yeah, in my head, I always think
in your head, zombie.
Anyway, I'm thinking maple, but it's not mapley. It's just pancakey.
Oh, so you got it's like a pancake without maple syrup. That's
right. Yeah, it's
shame.
Like bready.
Yeah,
bready,
there's a little bit more of that to it. Mm-hmm. But it's got the apple still, like the Buffalo Trace does to me. That is still prevalent there. Both are very sweet noses. And the flavors to me were very similar. I'm gonna say here, Ben, I think Weller had a little more depth to it, a little more intrigue, a little different.
Interesting. I'm the opposite. Weller has a nose, but Trace has like taste and finish. Like I get like nothing on the palate for Weller, but I'm just not a huge Weller person in general. So Weller just kind of disappears. And Buffalo Trace hangs on a little bit. And that could, I think it's just hanging on because there's like ethanol in it. But still, you know.
The corn's helping out.
A little more fighty.
I'm getting the finish more on Buffalo Trace. I'm with you there. It's just like a little bit of something to the palate that I've enjoyed more. Maybe it's because I had a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
TJ, do you have them available in case we're at a tiebreaker here?
I
do not. Okay, that's good.
I can't tiebreak it.
Why don't you choose first, Brendan?
I can tiebreak it based on my review of both of them that I did independent. So,
oh, okay. Do you have the scores up then? You can
I do, but I don't want it to influence you guys' what you guys say.
So then I'm gonna go Buffalo Trace.
I'm surprised. I'm gonna go Weller. I'm enjoying that a little bit more. They're close, but I'm liking Weller.
Okay.
So based on Weller, my review. I hardly knew her. So I think the tiebreaker we will go with the review here, and it was Buffalo Trace, kind of by a mile. We all gave Buffalo Trace. We all gave Buffalo Trace a nose. No, I didn't really.
Oh, you're good now.
Okay. We all gave Buffalo Trace a 1.5 on the nose. Brendan and myself gave it a 1.5 on the nose. Ben gave it a 1. We were all significantly higher on taste. I gave Buffalo Trace a 3. You guys both gave it a 2.5. On the other one, Ben gave it a 1. I'm sorry, a 2. You gave it a 2, Brendan, and I gave it a 2.5. We all gave it a 0 for finish.
That's right, baby.
Buffalo Trace, we all gave a 0.5 for finish.
So basically, then, Buffalo Trace is moving on.
Buzz yeah, Buffalo Trace was a 6.8. Weller was a 4.5. So
Weller, I hardly knew her. Oh, wow. That's not even close. We did the Buffalo Trace before our point system was a fraction. So quarter. God knows
right.
what
you're
that
right.
did.
Yep. It could have probably been like a 7 or a little more.
So that moves on.
Buffalo Trace moves on.
Elmer T. Lee in the next round.
That's gonna be a tough one. Mashville 1 versus Mashville 2 there.
Good luck.
A little more age on it.
$30 MSRP versus or secondary, excuse me. Probably like $30 secondary versus like $200 secondary.
$200-$300, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So all right, last one for the night. Myself and Brendan. Time for Ben to shut the heck up.
Can't wait.
Oh, let's move that benchmark out of the way. We've got Hanbin.
Yes.
Against Ancient Age, which Ancient Age sounds interesting to have tonight. I've had this sample, Brendan, for months that you sent me of Ancient Age. I'm glad that we're finally getting into it tonight. I'm very excited to pour into this apple juice looking juice. Do you want to talk about you
like 10 samples that day, TJ, maybe even more, and then I like lined them all up together and took a picture, and it was by order of price and proof, I think, and this was at the bottom of the barrel because it's about $10-$12, much like benchmark is, and it was by far like it was amazing to see how much lighter it was. So I'll get into the specs on it. So similar proof as benchmark is 80 proof, actually same proof, similar age, 3 years. The difference is that this that this is Mashbill 2, which is slightly higher rye. I think rye is 12-15%. So that's a little bit more. And Hancock single barrel President's Reserve is also going to be Mashbill 2 for Buffalo Trace. It is at 88.9 proof though, so a little bit more proof. Seizure. I'm trying to think.
What is happening right now?
The MSRP is $50.
Brendan is blackout. Holy crap.
It's not my fault. None of this is my fault.
Everything is your fault.
It's $50 MSRP. I'm not sure what the secondary is. I saw online like $200, $250 for
Hancock's?
Yeah, that's crazy. But
$75, $80. $100.
Go online right now and try to find it.
I mean, I could do it in a group.
Okay, well, not most. Not everyone's in a group.
Well, they should be in a group. we're in a group. We're in a group of three right now. Well, Ben kind of counts. Ben's like a half.
I'm a half.
All right. What do you think on the nose on Ancient Age? It's better than the benchmark. I'll say that.
It is better than the benchmark. It's less offensive, less ethanol-y with just that corn piss smell that you got. check out the review on Thursday. It's just more... boring. It's got like a weird plasticky smell though to it. It reminds me of like a toy store. Maybe go to a toy store to your kid and it smells like just plastic. No. Like vanilla plastic.
What toy store
are you going in?
I mean, it's been a while.
Definitely not allowed. You're definitely not allowed within 50 feet of a school.
Yeah, you have no kids. What are you doing? It's like, oh, you're going to a Build-A-Bear?
Brendan's just going and hanging out in Build-A-Bears.
When you were a kid, I'm not going now. Oh my gosh.
Like, sure. American Doll.
Somebody alert the Tallahassee children's stores that there's a middle-aged man with a gray head of hair. There.
Hey, it smells like... Smells like plastic in here.
You can smell that. It smells like my bourbon. Mm.
Come here, children.
Speaking of ancient age, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Shout out to Southwest Florida Bourbon Society.
Gander.
Glad we really started talking about that and then we shout them out. What a shout out.
Shout out my tape skills too on this.
Thanks, Sean.
Shout out, Sean. All right, back on subject.
Also, gas bars. If you go mention our name, you get $5 off your bourbon.
Speaking of hanging out with children's toy stores, Southwest
Bourbon all our sponsors.
Sponsor.
I barely know her. Okay, what do you think about the nose on the ancient age?
It reminds me. Have you ever gone to a toy store?
Sponsor.
Hoping you'd have a different answer there.
The Hancock's nose is...
We'll work on that, Jason. You talk gas bars into shipping to Georgia. Don't they have to have a different license for that? I think that might be tough. Talk to Brad. Talk to Brad. But
I hate to send Brad stuff for breaking that glass in his house.
I don't think the nose on the Hancock is that much better than the Ancient Age.
It's not. It's just it's a little intense, more intense. Right?
A little more so intense, like, a little bit more, a like little, I mean, the higher, perfu- I mean.
Perfumey, cherry?
I'm sure that's the rye, right? The Mashable 2 is a little higher rye, so that kind of makes sense. That'd be a little bit more spice on it. But the Ancient Age nose is not bad. Like, it blows the benchmark nose out of the water.
We should,
that would even be close.
We should maybe review the Ancient Age at some point and see if that's actually, like, a good budget. Like, if this is a potential budget,
I need a couple of months before I get back
into the budget. You know what? That's reasonable. That seems fair. All right, let's go for the taste.
Let me go to the other one first.
So we've been going with 90 proof, 100 proof. The Ancient Age is so thin. There's nothing offensive about it. It's just after having higher proof bourbon rye wheaters, it's just very thin on the taste. So that's a tough. There's nothing offensive about it at all, just very watery.
Taste is not bad. I'll say that. It's not offensive.
There's
more
nothing
full than the benchmark, I'll say as well.
And less shiny, less brittle. It's just there. Ben, do you think that TJ keeps saying H&H, like the clothing store, when he says Ancient Age?
You mean H&M?
No, it's not H&H. How embarrassing.
I've never heard of H&H.
No, well, maybe not.
H&H Bagel. H&H Bagel was the bagel place that Kramer worked at and went on strike the episode, The Strike, the Festivus episode. H&H Bagels.
And Elaine got the steam.
She was trying to get the subs. Yeah, she got her mascara and stuff. I could say the whole episode. I got a lot of problems with you people. The Hancock blows this out of the water. This is not a close matchup. I wouldn't say this is as big of a runaway as the EHT benchmark was, but it is a little more respect for the Ancient Age because I do think it's a little better than the benchmark. But the Hancock is thicker, it's fuller, better mouthfeel, better flavor. The Hancock is good.
Frank, you're killing him!
So you're saying the Hancock has a thicker, fuller mouthfeel, and it blows. Is that what you're saying? Just want
to. It seemed like I saw what you were trying to do there, Ben, and then you got to the very end of the joke, and it got crude, and it wasn't subtle, and
kind of like that joke you told before the show started. It sucked.
That was on a Patreon. It's a Patreon joke.
I was on the OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not loving either of these. I mean, Ancient Age, based on the benchmark, the low benchmark that was set by Benchmark, is superior to that piece of crap. But it's going against Hancock's, which actually has flavor to it. It's a very mild flavor, a little fruity, kind of on the like cherry, apple, like red fruit. Just not a ton going on for it, but it is going to be Ancient Age, in my opinion, right? Like, this is pretty.
I have pretty some Ancient Age back here. Try this one. I have some sitting around.
Do you have Benchmark still?
Yes, I do. I have freaking two samples of it. What a nightmare.
Yeah, oh, you're welcome.
So glad that I got rid of that. Yeah, it's not amazing by any means, but it's better.
If you think Benchmark is better than the Ancient Age, no way. Ancient Age.
No, nobody
better.
Thinks that. Nobody thinks
no,
that.
No.
Oh,
one does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, it's not even close.
Okay, Ancient Age. Yeah. Yeah. Way better.
All right. So the Hancock wins here. So Hancock, like we said earlier in the show, gets to take on who next week?
Lenton's.
No, in 2 weeks. Okay, so the way that we'll do it this week is a little bit different. Next week, we're only doing two matchups. So the top half of the bracket, I believe that's the Weller 12 and the Baby Saz.
Yep.
And then the EHT and the Weller 107.
Yep.
And then the week after that, we'll do the bottom half of the bracket, which is the Buffalo Trace up against the
Elmer T. Lee.
Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, the Blantons versus the Hancock. Cool. So then we'll have the final four on the week after. And then the last week, right before the NCAA championship, which tips off at 9 o'clock, which is stupid, but we'll go live at 8 and we'll do our championship right before that. So that'll be fun. It'll be fun to do our championship that night. It's going to be a fun month of tourney-style basketball. I'm excited to see how some of these compare. Some of these get very, very different as we go. Like this Ancient Age and this Hancock are kind of similar. Some of these matchups were just kind of blowouts with the EHT and the benchmark. I'm excited to see how things kind of compare as we get into the higher-seeded, better whiskeys, right? I don't even know why I needed to air quotes that, but you know how it does when we get into the better stuff.
There were this didn't take two upsets this round, and this was fun. This was good. This was
two upsets. What were the upsets?
Zaz was technically a 9, right? And then Buffalo Trace was and Buffalo Trace was technically the 10, I think, because of the Weller bump. So there are two. Oh. Yeah. Two upsets.
9-10s or 8-9's not really an upset, but I get what you're talking about.
I mean, technically it is.
I think when Florida State beat Missouri, they were actually favored in that game. So is that an upset if they're a Vegas favorite?
No, it's not, I guess. If they're favored, then by definition, they would not be an upset. I tried to explain that to my message board once, and there were a handful that could not understand.
They just thought that the number was lower, so they has to be an upset.
No, it wasn't that. It was they thought Florida State was an underdog, and they couldn't understand that if they won, it would be an upset. It's like, by definition, if you're beating someone else.
Oh, because like it was against a traditional, against a team that we're traditionally better than.
I guess. Like, that was like 3 years ago.
They can't put it in their mind that like us beating Boston College would be an upset because like we're a better program than them. So that's not an upset. We're supposed to beat Boston College.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was me. That was my ghost account. That was Big Noel's ghost account.
And
all right. Let's. This was a little quicker than I thought, So let's I think we have a little time to do some pursuits and purchases and then get out of here. Do you guys have anything you pursued or purchased this week? I do.
Okay, go for it. You lead the way.
A little something that I picked up.
What did you pursue and or slash
a Green Bay Packers Jack Daniels? How exciting is that? Green Bay.
Jesus. Wow. Exactly. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, big news today with Aaron Rodgers going back. A 2022 Jack Daniels. 2022 Green Bay Packers. Green Bay on this side too. And then 33-18. I guess that's going to be Green Bay's score when they play the Braves. So excited about this bottle that I got for myself and for no one else. So
if Joe is watching this, give that to us. You're dead.
No, it'll be great. Hopefully he sees that part and not just hears it. So pursuits and purchases. I don't know that I'm pursuing anything else. Oh, Baker's a big Bama fan. Sorry about that, Baker. We'll see if they make a losing bottle too.
That is,
but I guess so. If you, that's all I've got. I don't know if I'm pursuing anything else right now. Brendan,
the losing bottle is in benchmark.
So I did not purchase anything this week. I did empty. I wish I had the bottle with me. That would have been better for this. I did. I'll talk about last. I emptied out my my barrel aging experiment. It's been seasoned, so we'll talk about that later. It was cool though to see what time and science did to a liter of bourbon going in and what came out. It was like maybe half a liter. I am pursuing. I'm interested if anyone sees this. I can maybe buy it online, but if you're out and about, you see it, let me know, please. I'd be interested in it. It is Middle West Spirits Dark Pumpernickel Rye Whiskey. There is pumpernickel in the mash bill. It is at least 3 years old. It's proofed at almost 100%, it's 98%, and it just sounds kind of cool. I'm here to try a different type of mash bill. Want to try to mix it up a little bit, see what different not spices. What's the word, guys? What am I looking for?
Spices.
Grains? No, grains. It's grains. Do for a bourbon. So, yes. I nailed it. Ben, how about you?
Pursuing or purchasing anything?
Jeez. One thing that's been on the pursuit list for the past like freaking year and a half that we've never seemed to get our hands on is, how about a Old Forester single barrel strength rye? We have made many valiant efforts at those bottles and none has ever made itself known. So I'm putting it out
Tommy's,
there.
I think Tommy's getting one of those, but he's giving it to me. So sorry.
I'm putting it out there in the universe that I freaking want an Old Forester single barrel strength rye. So bad.
Did you know that's partially the reason why the Old Forester rye is becoming a little harder to find? Is they're saving some of that distillate, that juice?
Well, they're not saving it for me, I'll tell you that much. I haven't got any.
It hasn't matured yet.
Well, it's still maturing, not in my hands.
You need to mature a little more in your own hands.
Anyway, a second thing that I'm pursuing.
Hancock.
And I want to know a little bit more about this, Jason. Apparently, there's a Bardstown Bourbon Festival going on while we're in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
true.
So what's that all about, and how do we get involved in that? It sounds freaking great to me. So I think I want to pursue and purchase that, at least one ticket for myself. You guys, since y'all will be up there, probably want to go as well.
It would be kind of weird if we all went up together and you went to a festival by yourself.
I mean, y'all are going to a game by yourselves, so I'll just go to the
festival. I'm going for work, so.
I'll just go to the festival
for
myself.
TJ Pittenger. Yep.
I'm going for work as well.
That's great. I'm going to go for not work.
I'm going to go.
I'm going to go sit in the stands. Yeah the price of the ticket will be the same thing to go to just the festival.
No, I'm going to the game for free. I need to report on the game, but I'm not asking any questions of anyone after the game. Shout out the real ones. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, I think we can go.
No, we're good. Review that we've got coming up this weekend quickly, please. I don't want you to take.
Can we talk about us going to a blind bottle share? Can we talk about that last week?
We didn't talk about it on the show last week. Yeah,
you guys did talk about it. Yeah, we talked about how it was better than the one where you made us starve to death. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
No, let's real quick check out Thursday's episode. We're going to keep it up with Buffalo Trace, and we are going to review the one, the only, the amazing Benchmark All Number 8 brand.
If you'd like to drink along with us, grab some corn, throw it in a glass, pee in it, and then you can drink along with us because it's the same thing. For TJ Pittenger, Brendan Snow, Ben Cock, cheers.
Hey, Jay.